Hey, Lee, good to have you.
And City Mission's Winter Appeal. Now, this has been going for a number of years. It's back this year and it's in full swing right now, helping out those in the community that need it most.
Yeah, well, they certainly do. Everyone, a lot of people are doing it tough, not just the homeless, but those struggling financially.
Yeah, the cost of living is really biting hard, isn't it? Everything from groceries to petrol and everything in between.
Yeah, well, we're finding it impacting just the regular people. We run a homeless kitchen in Burnie, and we just see more regular, everyday people coming in, just doing it tough, and we can feed them cheaply.
And hopefully that the government is sort of answering a few questions too, because, of course, we have got problems with the homeless in this state. It's nothing new, though, Scott. This has been going for a while, but it's just a question of what we do about it.
Yeah, well, the government stepped up a couple of years ago with the Safe Ways program. You've probably heard about that.
Yep.
And they run that in Hobart. We, City Mission runs it up in Launceston. Salvos do it here in Burnie, and they do a great job. It helps, but it's not a complete answer.
It only goes a certain direction, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and it's good that the government's doing something. You've got to, you know, reward them for that, but everyone's chipping in doing their fair bit. And I know this Winter Appeal, we're asking that people in the community will give to City Mission. I was talking to a group of kids, Lee, yesterday, and I was just saying how Salvos are so well known right across the nation. They've been around so many years, but City Mission on the northwest coast and in Launceston have been here 8 years longer.
There you go.
167 years doing this sort of work, and we struggle to get donations, but we find here on the northwest coast people just donate, which is amazing.
Just out there, just talking to people, they're doing it a lot tougher this year than they have, say, prior to the pandemic in 2019.
Yeah, because the cost of living's gone up, and that has made a huge impact, and people are finding it just hard. Groceries have gone up, fuel prices have rocketed. As you know, you fill your car up last year, $70, it's now $120.
That's right.
It's just changed so much. So this appeal, and our winter appeal runs to the end of August, and it just helps out so by people donating. I know there are well-off people along the coast.
For those of us that like to help out, and those in the community to help out fellow people in the community, how do we go about it? Just drop off some goods at City Mission right across the coast, because you're littered everywhere, aren't you?
Yeah, well, when I started this job, there was one retail shop. Now we've got about eight across the coast, and just opened Smithton Tip Shop. So people can bring in donations of food there, and they will get to our kitchen. We run a soup kitchen type thing, the community kitchen here at Burnie Baptist Church, every Tuesday to Friday, and a lot of the donations that come in come to Burnie. They are used here at the City Kitchen for the meals. Lee, you've got to come down, and the listeners have got to get, well, gee, we don't want too many. But for $3, you get a three-course incredible roast meal. Just amazing. And a lot of the food that we get also goes to emergency relief, and that's open from Tuesday to Friday, 9 to 1. Same as City Kitchen, 9 to 1. It's so good. It's just good. So people can come in, drop off food at the shops, or if they want to make a donation, go on the website and you can click on the link, donate now, or just walk into any shop and hand your money over, and they'll give you a receipt. And that can be done. It's pretty easy.
So we've got the City Mission shops spaced right across the northwest coast, from Devonport to Wynyard. And I'm pleased you did mention that, because this week you opened up the tip shop for our listeners in Circular Head. That's at the site of the White Hills Waste Transfer Station, isn't it, Smithton?
Yep.
Tip shop will be run by you at City Mission, with a portion of the profits heading towards the organisation's services in the area. So that's important, Scott. It stays in that area too. So I'm sure you're very excited. Deepen your involvement in the Circular Head community through this shop.
Involved, Lee, for a while doing outreaches up there, trailer outreaches. We've put our trailer outreaches on hold just temporarily. Our Inside Out for Kids program is up there at Forest Primary School. We're in other schools around the area. We're in a group of City Mission workers that goes into the primary schools and help kids that are suffering grief. It's an incredible program. So finances that are given, as you said, yep, stays local.
City Mission, Winter Appeal, it's on now. It runs till the end of August, so please help out those in our community. And Scott Waterhouse, you do a fantastic job, you and the team at City Mission. It's always good to catch up with you here on 7B Breakfast for a chat.
Well, it is, Lee. And look, uninterrupted, no one's came in and annoyed me.